What's the natural history or the time evolution typically of when these symptoms and signs develop, and what about management?
The hand-foot-skin reaction tends to develop after the first month of therapy. With the use of sorafenib, in which a 400 milligrams twice daily administration is uninterrupted, you tend to see it earlier on than with the use of sunitinib or Sutent. As this drug allows for a two-week drug holiday, it's administered at a 50 milligrams daily dose for 4 weeks, followed by 2 weeks of interruption. Therefore, patients are able to recover from that tenderness and pain in that two-week drug holiday. It seems to be a later event, whereas first with these drugs, you see the flushing, the red face, and the seborrheic dermatitis-like reaction within the first 2 to 4 weeks. This hand-foot-skin reaction tends to occur later on, after the first or the second month. The natural history tends to be that it tends to become worse over time if it is not managed. As you may know, there are currently no randomized controlled trials as to how to best manage this adverse effect. We have attempted to use high concentration or urea-containing preparations, such as urea 40% creams. These agents are keratolytics, so they disrupt the outer layer of the skin, the stratum corneum, and they seem to thin out that thickened layer, which may be responsible for that increased pressure per unit area leading to that increased pain. In addition, we also prescribe high-potency topical steroids, such as clobetasol ointment, as this will hopefully minimize the proliferation or the division of those skin cells, otherwise known as keratinocytes, and will also decrease that underlying inflammation that results as a consequence of that increased trauma that is magnified by that thickened area underneath those pressure points.